This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Common errors in Salah. Yesterday we discussed that after you come up from ruku, there's an independent posture there called Qawma. Your whole body must come to a rest, then you go into sajda. And between the two sajdas, your whole body must come to a rest, jalsa. Then you go into the second sajda. You don't come up and with the same motion go down, because then you're leaving out an entire posture. Your whole body must come to a rest for the minimum duration that it would take to say one subhanallah, meaning 1 or 2 seconds at least. Otherwise you have left out an entire posture which is wajib. So don't come up from ruku like this and go straight down. Don't come up from one sajda and move into the next sajda. And the masala for today in terms of common errors in salah is, do not proceed the imam into any posture. There's a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّمَا جُعِلَ الْإِمَامُ لِيُؤْتَمَّ بِهِ. The imam has been put there so you can follow him, not that he must follow you. So sometimes it may be an elderly scholar comes, it takes him a bit of a while to go down into ruku. Now you're sitting in the first from the corner of your eye, you can see he's starting the posture and you went down because mashallah you go to virgin active and you're very fit, but it's wrong. Wait for the imam to complete first. The imam must go into the posture first, then we should go into the posture. The imam must come up from the posture, then we come up from the posture. Salah is such, it teaches us discipline. It teaches us discipline that whoever the imam is, you follow him, not that he should follow you. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us the understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik.